Time now for the Trader Bill Fishery Report, brought to you by Trader Bills. And joining me is Philip Kastner. Philip, first day of November. Man, I always look forward to this because it starts the drawdown on Lake Hamilton and Lake Catherine. I love to fish the drawdown. I know you mentioned yesterday you do it during the drawdown. I usually wait a couple of weeks till it stabilizes, but I certainly agree with your philosophy at just following the crawfish migration. So with the sun out today, goodness gracious, I feel sick.
Yeah, I know the feeling. I'm running a fever myself. So there's a lot of fun stuff going on. Absolutely, first of all, Lake Hamilton and Catherine are going to start the drawdown. Keep an eye on your boats if you're leaving them in the stalls and make sure that you've got enough rope length for them to drop it about 6 inches a day. Fishing-wise, this weekend, you betcha, a spinnerbait has to be tied on, a crawfish-colored crankbait has to be tied on. Even in the afternoons right before dusk, an eighth-ounce buzzbait is killer deal on Lake Hamilton during the drawdown. Caught a lot of fish on an eighth-ounce buzzbait during the drawdown. Of course, the second thing that's going on is Youth Weekend opens tomorrow.
Yep.
I am going to be torn. Well, I'm not going to be torn. I can tell you where I'm going to. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to be sitting at the barn waiting on my granddaughter and her father to hear the boom so I can jump in the side-by-side and run down and see what she shot. We have two places all corned up and ready to go, and all the kids are ready as well. It's going to be fun this weekend. It really is. So that's going to be one thing. And then Sunday, you're right, I'll be on Hamilton throwing something, and it's just going to be a great weekend to be out.
Now, this being Youth Weekend, are there any special regulations for the young kids to go out?
Well, obviously they have to be with an adult, somebody who's had the Hunter Ed card, and they've got to follow all the basic game and fish rules that anybody else would. You know, different zones, once again, have different rules, and all of that is outlined in the Game and Fish Commission regulations book, and we have them here at the gun counter. But tomorrow morning is going to be, this is what I'm going to be focusing on. Number one, keeping the kids warm, because it's going to be 30 degrees. Uh-huh. That's going to be a trick. There's going to be a propane heater underneath their bench. That's going to be important to keep them warm. It's probably going to be a little foggy. It's foggy as it could be this morning.
Yes.
Because it's first good cold morning we've had this year, and tomorrow's going to be the same way, so there could be some fog issues. And the second thing, obviously, is keeping them positive and looking and awake and going, and you know, have plenty of hot chocolate and food in the blind with you or in the stand with you. You've got to keep them attentive and going. If they get cold, man, even though you're not ready to stop, you need to stop, because I have looked over at my daughter before and seen her lips purple twice, and both times I'm thinking to myself, you idiot. You know, this is supposed to be fun. She's freezing, and, you know, you're 50 years old or 40 at that time, and you're still trying to beat this horse that just doesn't need to run. And I've loaded her up and took her back to the truck and turned the heater on, and then that afternoon it'd be 20 degrees warmer and absolutely beautiful. So you can still go in the afternoons when it's a lot warmer. But you just got to keep an eye on them so you don't freeze them out in the morning.
No doubt. I was looking at the lake levels, and evidently we got a little more rain than I thought, because I was on Greason last week, and the lake level was at a minus 12 feet. I checked it this morning. It's only minus 10.73, so they had some runoff from somewhere.
Yeah, I agree. Western Arkansas got more rain than Eastern Arkansas did. And according to next week's forecast, the same thing's going to happen again. You know, Western Arkansas is supposed to get a lot of rain, you know, 2.5-3 inches, and Eastern Arkansas may not get any at all, if we get any at all. So that's definitely something to take advantage of.
Well, I noticed Greason down 10.73. That's a drastic change. DeGray only 9.27. That is a big change. And Ouachita is only down 8.98. So all three of those lakes got some water.
Yep, they sure did.
Well, what is going on at Trader Bill's?
Youth Weekend opening tomorrow. We still have some great selection of youth rifles in stock. Get one this morning, you still get to the woods and get a chance to sight them in. Trader Bill's has 243 and a couple 6.5 Creedmoors and some Mossberg Youth bolt action rifles at a great price, scoped up, ready to go. We also have ammo, low recoil ammo, and clothes for the kids to keep them warm as well, so please stop by.
Go by Trader Bell's, this area's outdoor headquarters, 1530 Albert Pike in Hot Springs. 623-8403 is the phone number. As always, Phil, appreciate the time and info. Have a great weekend. I hope the grandkids have a big success, and I look forward to talking to you on Monday.
Thanks, Tom.
Trader Bell's Fisher Report, brought to you by Trader Bills.